This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am currently walking in the courtyard of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today I want to impress upon the listener the importance of the people of Medina and their contribution towards the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we know that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mission is broken up into two parts: the Makki period and the Madani period, 13 years of Mecca and 10 years of Medina. Whilst the Muslims were in Mecca, the Muslims underwent a lot of difficulties, a lot of persecution. Muslims were forced to migrate to Abyssinia because of the difficult circumstances in Mecca. We know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family was trapped in the valley of Abu Talib for 3 long years. We know that the Prophet of Allah went to Taif to present the message of Islam and he was met with hostility. So it was difficult for Muslims to practice Islam in Mecca. Things were very limited. The Prophet of Allah was constrained. He was limited in terms of his mission. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down relief in the form of the Ansar, the people of Medina. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened a way, a new chapter to his mission, the Madani period. So after his return from Taif, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started presenting himself to the different tribes at the time of Hajj. And he was looking for a formidable tribe, a tribe that would have the muscle and the clout to take on the Quraysh if the time came. So the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through physical rejection and mental rejection also, emotional rejection. He would present himself to the different tribes and he would say to them, who is there to give me shelter so that I can continue with my mission, and for them in return will be Jannah. So many tribes outright rejected the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they would say, why should we accept a man whom his own people are not accepting, and saying that he has disrupted the affairs of their city and their place? So why should we invite trouble to our land? Leave him. And they would tell him outright, go away from here, go away. And this made it very difficult for the Prophet of Allah in terms of dealing with the emotions. Because Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl would accompany the Prophet of Allah wherever he went. And they would say to the people, they don't believe this man, he's a liar, na'udhu billah min thalik. So it is in the backdrop of all this where the Prophet of Allah came in contact with the people of Medina, where he met the 6 companions for the first time in Mina, and they accepted Islam. They went back to Medina and they invited more people. The following year, they came back with 12 people and they took the pledge. And this is known as Al-Aqabatul Ula. These 12 people returned to Medina again. And they come back the following year during the days of Hajj. 70 plus people gather in Mina at a place called Aqaba. But they do this extremely quietly and secretly so that Quraysh does not get a hint of their movement. So in the cover of the night, once 1/3 of the night has lapsed, very quietly, very stealthily, two and three people make their way to the place Aqaba, until all of them gather, and then Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, starts the address and he says, O people of Medina, know and understand that the Prophet of Allah is well protected in his family, in his clan in Mecca. But despite this, he wants to migrate to Medina. If only you are able to look after him, then you can come forward. So they said, we are prepared to take the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We understand that taking the Prophet means waging war with Arabia. It means that we could be losing our lives also. It could mean that we lose the noble ones amongst us. But they were prepared. They said, we are prepared to take on this mission and take the Prophet of Allah to Medina. Anyways, cutting the long story short, the people of Medina invite the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the blessed city. So it is in the backdrop of all this that the Prophet of Allah came to Medina, to Munawwara. And the people of Medina pledged their support during difficulties and during ease, during battle and during peace. In every condition, they were prepared to put their life on the line for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his mission. That is why Medina is so integral to the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when the Prophet of Allah came to Medina, everything changed. Muslims built the first masjid, Masjid al-Quba. Then the Prophet of Allah read the first Jummah, Masjid al-Jummah today is erected there. The Prophet of Allah established the adhan, the prayer to the call to the prayer, which was not possible before in Mecca. It was unthinkable in the Makki period. But once he comes to the Madani period, masajids are built and Sahaba are open. They are free to practice Islam, and not just practice Islam, they are free to propagate the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is in this crucial period of his mission where Islam had flourished to the entire Arabian Peninsula. This happened in Madinatul Munawwara. That is why Medina is such an integral part of the Prophet's mission. And it's so intertwined that one cannot separate Medina from the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is here where all good things happen for the Muslims. It just took an upward trend, and everything good started happening for the Muslims. And this was through the blessings of the people of Medina that invited the Prophet to their city when the other tribes around them, the other tribes around him were rejecting him. Nobody was prepared to take him. The people of Medina stood by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of Badr. The people of Medina stood by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of Uhud. The people of Medina stood by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of Khandaq, and likewise at every other crucial moment of the Prophet's mission. So this tells you that Medina is not just an ordinary piece of land, and the people of Medina are not ordinary people. And inshallah, in the next segment, we'll speak about the virtues of Ansar and their lofty status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the love for Medina, the people of Medina, and whatever is found in Madinatul Munawwara. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.